Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us running out of time.
Take you apart anymore. Great songs with your wonderful, heart-touching stories and emails are coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Hey, business owners. Only you know who you need to best keep things moving, but that doesn't mean you have to find candidates all on your own. You need Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. With Indeed's virtual interview tool, you can seamlessly schedule and conduct interviews right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Celtic Woman present their 20th anniversary special featuring I Know My Love.
I know my love by his way of walking, and I know my love by his way of talking, and I know my love dressed in a suit of blue. And if my love leaves me, what will I do? And still she cried.
Celtic Woman 20th Anniversary, available on DVD, CD, and LP everywhere now. From Manhattan Records.
Laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping. And you, a brown-eyed girl. Slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Is a serious problem that threatens everyone on the road. About 112 million times a year, U.S. adults drink too much and get behind the wheel. The number of drinking and driving episodes has been decreasing, but the danger is still very real. Crashes involving alcohol-impaired drivers kill nearly 11,000 people each year. If you're drinking, designate a non-drinking driver before you start, call a cab, or get a ride home. Never let your friends drink and drive. Even if you don't drink and drive, always wear your seatbelt and encourage everyone else in the car to buckle up too. Seatbelts reduce the risk of serious injuries and death in a crash by 50%. Remember, driving drunk is never okay. Choose not to drink and drive and help others do the same. To learn more, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Imagine waking up in the morning and discovering your child has a high fever, can't eat or drink, and is so lethargic she can't walk. Now imagine realizing that you don't have the necessary $5 to have her seen at the local medical clinic. Or imagine holding your son who's burning up with fever from malaria and not being able to spend the $12 on medicine that would save his life. This is a reality for mothers every day in a refugee camp in West Africa. That's where I spend my vacations, working with those parents and children in an organization I founded years ago called Point Hope. Thankfully, we've made a huge difference with your help. We're providing fresh water, nutrition, medical assistance, education, skills training for adults, agriculture and horticulture education, and many, many more services to build a strong community for a population devastated by war, disease, and poverty. To find out how you can help, go to pointhope.org. Be a voice for a forgotten child today. That's pointhope.org. Good evening. You've called the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Sure, my name is Doris. I have a love story to tell you.
Okay, tell me your love story.
My husband and I, we just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary this year. The minute we met when we were 20, we knew that we were to be together forever. But what the cool thing was, we both saw each other before we ever met. My husband's hearing impaired, and myself and him were at Disneyland at the same time. He was walking by. And he was this little boy in those poor, ugly, striped 70s shirts those little boys had to wear. And a box around his neck with headphones. And I was pointing at him and I asked my dad, you know, what's wrong with that child, that kid? He's putting my hand down and he said, he's deaf, he can't hear. Oh, okay. So 2 years after we got married, his mother showed me those pictures of them in Disneyland. And I'm like, that was you, you little boy. And that was you, the girl with the pigtails pointing at me.
You saw him noticed that he was hearing impaired, talked to your dad about him, and remembered him all those years later.
Yep, sure did.
Wow. How old were you?
We were both 7.
Oh, my goodness. And you remembered that. That is amazing.
I know. It was meant to be, definitely. And junior high, his wrestling team had come to wrestle mine. And I had walked into the door to the wrestling match, and he was looking my way, and he almost lost his match because of that. But we still didn't know each other yet, you know? So I knew we were meant to be together forever.
You saw the pictures from Disneyland and truly remembered that encounter.
Oh, yes, yes. That left an impression on me my whole life. It's destined to be.
And what's your husband's name, Doris?
His name is Greg.
Thank you for calling, and what a sweet story.
Thank you. Love your show.
Keep. pieces. Count the headlights on the highway.
Sonoma County is listening.